Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. You are always welcome. God bless you, and we hope to see you soon.
What good is it, this word that I have in Romans 10, and talks from verses 8, he said, this word nigh you, even in your mouth and your heart. He says, but if you don't go out and bring it, and if a preacher is not there to bring the word, what good is it to the people who are out there? Because God wants everyone saved, correct? Amen. Everyone, for God so loved the world. So if I'm not out there bringing the word, and then the miracle of salvation comes to that person, that there is a sign of the Holy Spirit, a demonstration of the Holy Spirit, and the power of God by me speaking the word of God. That's all it is. It's not me. It's not you. You and I couldn't heal a fly with a limp. Amen. Or a bee that doesn't buzz. Now, do you realize, now watch this, this is very important, that's why we are needed in the earth. Do you realize when Adam sinned, of course there was a law, when Adam sinned, God couldn't just come back and say, hey, you know, I'm doing away with that man, I'm just going to make another man. He could not do that. Why? Because God gave authority and dominion to Adam over the earth. Is that correct? And when God gives you something, he can't go back on his word. God is not a God that does that. So he gave dominion. Remember that. He gave dominion and authority to mankind, to Adam and Eve. And when Adam sinned and he transgressed the way he did, he now handed that dominion, that authority to the devil. Are you with me now? And so God couldn't just go and create another man, and God can't go back to the earth except through a man. God couldn't do anything unless he did it through a man. And he did it through a man called Jesus, the living Son of God. So he did bring another man to undo what the first man, Adam, did. Is that correct? So now Jesus, he comes, and man now has, listen, we give God access, authority for the Holy Spirit to heal and to do miracle signs and wonders in the earth. Amen. I don't think you heard what I said. We give God the authority and the access by our words, lining up with his words, laying hands. We give him access into the earth today by giving him the authority to do what he needs to do. Because if God could have just come into the earth and turned everything around, he would have. But he didn't. He left it to Jesus, the Son of God, came as a man. He did what he did. He lived and died. And then Jesus said, now what I've been doing, you will do as well, and even greater works than I've done. Amen. And we know in Acts 10:38, the Bible says how God the Father anointed Jesus, the man from Nazareth, with the Holy Ghost and power. Amen. Who then went about doing good. Why? Because God was with him. That's what it says. Is that correct? So he could do what he could do because the Holy Spirit was involved in this thing. And Paul the Apostle said, I'm not coming with persuasive words and clever speech, but I'm coming in demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power. He was taking a leaf out of Jesus' book. Because Jesus, when he came, he went about doing miracles, signs, and wonders and demonstrating the Holy Spirit and power. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So Jesus did that exact thing. He would teach, he would bring miracles, signs, and wonders. He'd bring the word, and then the Holy Spirit would come with miracles and signs following the preaching of the word. That's why you and I can do what he did. Because we can preach the same word that he preached, and we have the same Holy Spirit that he had. And we've got the same God that's with us. And that is why we can do anything in the earth. Because we give God access and authority to operate through us. Amen. When you lay hands on someone that's sick, whoosh, the presence of God comes straight onto that person. The Holy Spirit and power comes and heals that person.
Right, amen. Amen.
Come on. We can see that very clearly how we need it. Look at James 5, verse 14. Look at this now. You can see how we need it. Is anyone sick? He should call for the elders of the church. Why not call for God?
Come on.
Because I need somebody as a conduit to work through. You got to get this, amen? Now, can God just come and stir anything up and do anything he wants like that? Yes, he can, but he does what his word says and how his word says. He says, is there any sick? He should call for the elders of the church, and they should pray over him and pour a little oil upon him, calling on the Lord to heal him.
Yes.
Did you see that? This is the Living Bible translation. Lay hands on the sick that they've called you as an elder to lay hands on them, anoint them with oil, and call upon the Lord that he should heal them. So God apparently needs someone as a conduit. Why did he not just say, be healed? He's telling us that we have an integral part to play in the things of the Spirit. Amen. And so then look what he says. He says, and their prayer, if offered in faith, will heal him. The message says, believing prayer will heal him. For the Lord will make him. The Lord will make him. The Lord will make him well.
Amen.
Everyone say, the Lord will make him well. Now everyone say it. The Lord will make him well. Now put your hand on your heart and say, the Lord will make him well. You see, and we're giving God authority in this place right now. So by the end of the service, he's going to do some miracles, signs, and wonders following the preaching of the word.
Yes.
Pastor, how can you say that? Because he said it. Because it's his word. And I'm not coming with persuasive words because I don't have persuasive words. Amen? I'm coming in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit that's going to take place.
Yes.
Amen or oh me, but say something.
Amen.
So he says, believe in the prayer, willing, for the Lord will make him well. And if his sickness was caused by some sin, the Lord will forgive him.
Amen.
Who forgives him? The Lord. The Lord forgives. You can go to any man and ask him to forgive you your sins. And he's going to say, okay, he might tell you what to do and how to do it. But that's not the Lord. I don't need to go to any man, any woman, unless I'm going to go and say sorry for doing what I did to you. But you can't take that out of my life.
Right.
The Lord forgives sin. The Lord heals people.
Amen.
The Lord saves people. The Lord does the miracle signs and wonders. The Lord brings joy. The Lord will bring you peace. The Lord will bring prosperity into your life. The Lord will get your children saved and back home. The Lord will bring restoration to your relationships. The Lord does it all. But He does it through you and me. We have prayed for people. I remember not long ago, I'm sure you'll remember this, Miriam, from going to some people. We prayed for people to get restoration in their families. And one family hadn't spoken to each other for, I think, 10 years or something crazy. 10 years hadn't spoken, brother and sister or sister and sister or something. And when they got home, they got the phone call. The Lord needs some authority and He needs access to do it. Amen. The Bible says He does not want that one person should die and not be with Him. He wants everyone saved. Everyone. But it's going to come through you and me. We've got to tell them about the Word of God. Tell them what John 3 says. Tell them what Romans says. Tell them all the Scriptures. And then let the Holy Spirit, in demonstration of the Word, do the miraculous sign of getting that person hooked up and they get saved. But it's the Lord who saves them. I have people say, well, I brought 10 people here and they got saved. I said, that's wonderful. I'm glad you did all that on your own. Never mind the ushers who greeted them so nicely and smiled at them. Never mind that the worship music kind of softened their hearts a little bit and got them touched by the anointing. Never mind the fact that the pastor stood up there and he preached his heart out and told them about this. And let's not forget the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. Yeah. It's the Lord. The Lord confirms His Word. The Lord confirms His Word with signs following. And that is why Jesus used to preach the word and then miracles took place. And they brought all the sick to Jesus and He healed them all. All. No respecter of persons. He healed them all. And there must have been some rascals in that all. Come on. All right. Go with me. Now, here's something that I've got to tell you. And this is in your own hands. You got to watch out for something and not to partake in Holy Communion unworthily. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 29 says, for anyone who eats and drinks without solemn reverence and heartfelt gratitude for the sacrifice of Christ eats and drinks a judgment on himself. If he does not recognize the body of Christ, in other words, respects Christ's sacrifice. This was part of the scripture. They gave that short note there. Respect Christ's sacrifice and his fellow believers for whom Christ also died. Now watch this, okay? He says, yeah, if he does not recognize the body of Christ. Well, who's the body of Christ? We are. And then remember Jesus, he said, except you eat this body of mine and drink this blood of mine, you can have no part in me. So we're talking a twofold thing here. We're talking about the body, which is the church, born again believers. The church is the body of Christ. The church is the bride of Christ.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are,